Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Purnaktu, Sahavirya Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kiki, we're doing Trayambakam, Bhadram, Yaschandasa, and then Aham Vrikshasya. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivarapanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrichor Mukshi Yamamrita Atta.
It's
nasalized yeah, and it gets kind of a Om Trayambakaya. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe. Om it's not Trayambakam.
Okay.
Om Trayambakaya Jamahe. You can listen to Swami Vaishananda. You'll see. In chanting, the nasalized semi-vowels are always nasalized semi-vowels. It's not an option. So you won't see Trayambakam.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't think it sounded right, but it says that translation has that so that's what I was wondering.
Yes, because optionally, in the it can be written as anuswara,
uh-huh.
or as a nasalized semi-vowel.
Okay.
So in the text, you'll see it written either way, uh-huh. but the pronunciation will be the
okay.
nasalized semi-vowel. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's do Bhadram. Let's see how we do together. We'll go more slowly if we can't do it. Om Om Bhadrang Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhirya Chatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitangyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Bhadram Karne Vishvinu Yama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Maksha Bhirya Jatraha Stirairangai istishtuvagum sastanupihi Yashema devahitan yadayuhu Swastina indro vrittashravaha Swastina pusha vishwavedaha Swastina starsho arishtanemihi Swastino brahaspatir tathatu Om shanti shanti shanti. That's good. Let's try this chanda song together. Om, om, yes, chandasam, rishabho. No, I guess we won't do it together. Repeat after me and then we'll do it together. Okay? Om, yes, chandasam, rishabho, vishvarupaha. Om, yes, chandasam, rishabho, vishvarupaha. Chando, pyo, chamrita, atsam, babhuva. Chando pyo jamrita at sambhuva samindro metaya aspranotu samindro metaya aspranotu amritasya devataranu bhuyasam amritasya devataranu bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam Shariram me vicharshanam, jihwa me matumattama, jihwa me matumattama, karna abhyam puri vishruvam, karna abhyam puri vishruvam, brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha, Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya Shrutam me gopaya Om shanti shanti shanti
Om shanti shanti shanti
So repeat Om yas chandasam rishapo vishvarupaha
Om
yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha
Om yas chandasam
rishabho
vishvarupaha
Om yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha
Om yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha
Because yas chandasam rishabho It's yaha chandasam rishabha vishvarupaha. Okay. So, om yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha.
Om yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha.
Chando pyo jamrita atsam babhuva. Chando pyo jamrita atsam babhuva Samindro metaya aspranotu
Samindro metaya aspranotu
Amritasya devataranu bhuyasam Amritasya devataranu bhuyasam Shariram me vicharshanam Jihwa me matumattama Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam
Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha
Brahmanakoshosi
metaya pihitaha
Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha
metaya pihitaha
brahmana
koshosi metaya pihitaha brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha koshosi metaya pihitaha koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti 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 let's do it together om om yes chandasa that's a little low om om yes chandasa om yes chandasa mrishabho vishvarupaha chandopyo jamrata asambhapuva samendro metaya asprinotu amratasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti 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 om yas chandasa mrishabho vishvarupaha chandopyo jamata atsambhapuva samendro metaya aspranotu amratasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, a humble chest. Repeat after me. Om Ahang Vrikshasya Reriva. Om Ahang Vrikshasya Reriva. Om Ahang Vrikshasya Reriva. Om Ahang Vrikshasya Reriva. Kirti Prishtam Gireriva. Kirti prishtam gireriva. Kirti prishtam gireriva. Kirti prishtam gireriva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritamasmi. Swamritamasmi. Swamritamasmi.
Swamritamasmi.
Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi. Urva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi. Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi. Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi. Dravinagum savarachasam. Dravinagum savarachasam. Dravinagum savarachasam. Dravinagum savarachasam. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha.
Sumedha
amratokshitaha. Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam. Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam. Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam. Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
So repeat again. Om aham vrikshasya rediva.
Om aham vrikshasya rediva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamnatamasmi. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva
swamnatamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamnatamasmi.
Swamnatamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi.
The first part, urdhva, you see that? Urdhva, aspirate da, urdhva pavitro. Say that, urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Vajiniva.
Vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritamasmi.
Swamritamasmi.
Swamritamasmi. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritamasmi.
Dravinagum savarchasam.
Dravinagum
savarchasam.
Dravinagum savarchasam.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Iti trisham korvedanu vachanam. Look at this. That's Trishankor, Trishankor. See that? Trishankor. Trishankor. Veda Nuvachanam. Veda Nuvachanam. Veda Nuvachanam. Trishankor. Veda Nuvachanam. Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. We'll just go through it a couple of times slowly. It doesn't matter if you're not able to do it yet, but it's just so that you have the whole thing in your mind. Om aham vrikshasya rediva kirtif prishtam gireriva urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi dravinagum savarchasam sumedha amritokshitaha. Iti Trishankor Veda Nuvachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I'll go more slowly. Om Aham Vrikshasya Rediva Kirtif Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi Dravina gum savarchasam sumedha amritokshitaha iti trishankor vedanu vachanam om shanti shanti shanti. Om aham vrikshasya rediva kirtif prishtam gireriva Urva pavitro vajiniva swamritamasmi dravinagum savarchasam sumedha amritokshitaha Iti trishang kora veda nuvachanam. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, we've just started this one, so we're really working on it. I wanted to do it a little quickly like that so that you could hear it. Let's go on to the Atma Bodha. Can you pull out your whole Atma Bodha, one through, and then I give you a new page, right?
Do you have Beyond 15?
Yeah, that's one that I put. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but do you have the other pages?
Yes, I have them.
Okay, good. So, starting with page one, this will be a little chanting practice, and then I'm going to teach you some verses. Everybody have page one with Tapobihi? Everybody have it? Yeah? April, do you have it?
I do.
Okay. What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay. Tapo bhikshina papanam. Tapo bhikshina papanam. Shantanam vitaraginam. Shantanam vitaraginam. Mamukshu nam apekshoyam. Mamukshu nam apekshoyam. Atma bodho vidhiyate. Atma bodho vidhiyate. Bodhonya sadhane bhyohi. Bodhonya sadhane bhyohi. Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam. Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam. Pakasya vannivatjnanam. Pākasya vannivatjnānam vinā mokṣo na siddhyati, vinā mokṣo na siddhyati. Avirodhitaya karma, avirodhitaya karma, navidyām vinivartayet, navidyām vinivartayet. Vidyā vidyām nihantyeva, vidyā vidyām nihantyeva. Tejas timirasankavat, tejas timirasankavat. Parichinna ivajnanat, parichinna ivajnanat. Tannashe sati kevalaha, tannashe sati kevalaha. Swayam prakashate hyatma, swayam prakashate hyatma. Megha payem shumaniva. Megha payem shumaniva. Ajnana kalushan jivam. Ajnana kalushan jivam. Jnana bhyasad vinirmalam. Jnana bhyasad vinirmalam. Kritva jnanam swayam nashet. Kritva jnanam swayam nashet. Jalam katakarenuvat. Jalam katakarenuvat. Samsaro swapnatulyo hi, samsaro swapnatulyo hi, ragadveshadi sankulaha, ragadveshadi sankulaha, swakale satyavadbhati, swakale satyavadbhati, prabodhe satyasadbhavet, prabodhe satyasadbhavet. Tavat satyam jagad bhati, tavat satyam jagad bhati, shuktikara jatam yata, shuktikara jatam yata. Yavanna jnayate brahma, yavanna jnayate brahma, sarvadhishtanam advayam, sarvadhishtanam advayam, upadane kila dhare, upadane kila dhare, jaganti parameshwore, jaganti parameshwore. Sarvastiti layanyanti, Sargas Titi Layan Yanti Budbudani Vavarini Budbudani Vavarini Sachirat Manyanusyute Sachirat Manyanusyute Nitya Vishnu Prakalpitaha Nitya Vishnu Prakalpitaha Vyaktiyo Vividha Sarvaha
Vyaktiyo Vividha Sarvaha
Hatake Kataka Divat
Hatake Kataka Divat
Yathakasho Rishikeshaha Yathakasho Rishikeshaha Nano Patikato Vibhu Nano Patikato Vibhu Tadbedad Bhinnavad Bhati Tadbedat Binnavatpati Tannashe Kevalo Pavet Nano Padivashat Eva Jati Namashtamadiyaha Jati namashramadayaha Atmanyaro pitastoye Rasavaranadhi bhedavat Panchi krita mahabhuta Sambhavam karma sanchitam Shariram sukadhukkhanam Bhoga yatanam uchate Pancha prana mano buddhi Dashendriya samanvitam Apanchikrita bhutotam Sukshmangam bhoga sadhanam Anadya vidya nirvachya Karanopadhiruchyate Upadhi tritayadanyam
Atmanam avadharayet.
I think that's how far we have gotten, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the next one. We did that just to read it, just to get your eyes moving, you know, and to remind you. Panchakoshadiyogena Tattanmaya ivastitaha Shudatma nilavastradi
Yogena spatiko yata
Okay, let's look at the words. Pancha Kosha Adi Yogena. Pancha Kosha Adi Yogena. Tat. Sunny rule changes it to na. Tat. Mayaha. Eva. Stitaha. Shuddha Atma, like Shuddha Atma, the ashram. You know Shuddha Atma who runs the ashram.
I thought it was
Shuddha Atma. Shuddha Atma. Shuddha Atma, nila, vastra, adi, yogena, spatikaha, spatikaha, the crystal, yata. Okay? Let's look at the word meaning. Panchakosha, right? The panchakoshas are the five sheaths. Technical term, pancha means five, kosha means the sheaths. You have to know what that means, of course, but when you say the panchakosha, you're talking about the five sheaths, the anamaya kosha, which is the body, right? The pranamaya kosha, which is the vital force, the manomaya kosha, which is the mind, the vijnanamaya kosha, which is the buddhi, and the anandamaya kosha, which is the, what they call the bliss sheath. Okay, so these are the panchakoshas. Panchakosha, etc., adi. The adi could stand for other experiences that are coming, but just for now, adi means etc., beginning with. Literally, adi means beginning, but when it comes at the end of a compound, like say you have panchakosha adi, you would translate that beginning with the panchakosha. So it's like saying the panchakosha etc. when you see an adi. So panchakosha adi. Yogena. Yoga means union, connection, association. That ena is the instrumental singular. So by its connection or association or union with the panchakoshas, with the five sheaths, pancha, kosha, adi, yogena, by association with the five sheaths, etc. Okay. Everybody see that? Pancha, kosha, adi, yogena, and yogena like ramena, instrumental singular. Tat tat mayaha. Maya is an adjective, and when it comes at the end of a compound, it means made of that. So it's almost like a little, what do you call that, affix. It's actually an adjective. It comes at the end of it, it means made of that or composed of that. So now you see a double tet maya? That made of that. Now, what is this? Made of that. When they reduplicate a word like that or a pronoun, it means with any given one. Like made of that, if it's the anamaya kosha. Made of that, if it's the pranamaya kosha. Made of that, if it's the vijnanamaya kosha. So each individual one. So it's that made of any one of those. So by association, so just listen in English. By association with the panchakoshas, etc., tan tan mayaha, it eva stitaha, it appears as though made of that given one. That's why the tut tut. Like say if I say in association with the physical body, the atma in association with the physical body, then I feel that the atma is that, is composed of that. In association with the mind, I feel that the atma is the mind, right? So composed of that, or that is its substance. I am the mind. I am the body.
That.
Yeah. Whatever that is, if any of the five panchakoshas or any other attribute or things that the panchakoshas do, I will think, like, for instance, I can think I am my mind, or I can think I am agitated, or I am smart, or I am stupid. I can identify also with any of the qualities or activities of that, if you want to have a reason for the adi there. Okay. So, now, so pancha koshadi yogena, by association, ten ten mayaha eva, as though composed or made of that, of any of those given things, stittaha, remaining, abiding, or just is. What is? Stittaha comes from the word sta, to stand, or to remain, or to be placed, or to be situated. So often we translate stittaha as just remaining, staying, standing, or simply being. Okay. Go to the next line, and then we can see more. And that's going to be in your nominative singular. Mayaha is the nominative singular. Then yogena, and that compound is instrumental. Okay. So look at that first word of the next line, shuddhatma, Atma is the nominative singular of Atman. You haven't learned in unending nouns yet. So Atma is nominative singular of un. Just take my word for it. Okay. The pure Atma. The Atma which is Shuddha. Shuddha Atma. The pure Atma. Nominative singular. Stittaha Eva. I would say appears as though. Stittaha Eva. Is as though made of that. Of what? By its association with the five koshas, etc., panchakoshadi yogena, because of its contact or association with the five koshas, panchakoshadi, the shudatma, tattanmayaha eva stittaha, remains as though composed of that, made of that, of each one of those, whichever one it's in association with. Do you see the grammar there? Let's look at the... He gives an example. The Atma Bodha is really wonderful because almost every verse, it has a little drishtanta to tell, try to tell you what it's trying to say. Nila, blue. Vastra, cloth. Nila Vastra, blue cloth. Adi, etc. Yogena, by association with a blue cloth, etc. Nila Vastradi Yogena, right? Spatikaha, nominative singular, the crystal, yata. Just as the crystal, yata, or like, just as, or yata means just as or like, just as the spatikaha, the crystal, by its association with a blue cloth, etc. The shudatma appears to be composed of that, made of that, by its association with the panchakoshas, etc. So panchakoshadi yogena tattanmayaha ivastitaha shudatma nilavastradi yogena spatikaha yata. Just as the crystal, by its association with blue cloth, etc., the pure atma appears by its association with the five sheaths, etc., appears to be made of that, of those, of each one of those.
Where does it say that this particle is made of that? It just says yata.
What you have to do in this type of a construction is spatika, where it says yata spatikaha, you replace shudatma with spatikaha, and you replace panchakoshadi yogena with nilavastradi yogena and keep the rest.
So then you keep the tattatmayaha ivastitaha.
That's right. And otherwise they have to repeat the same thing, right? So that's just a convention and it happens over and over.
Okay.
Yeah. So you replace the things that are the instrumentals are replaceable and the nominatives that are the subject of the sentence are replaceable, okay? Right? And we talk like that in English, too. We wouldn't necessarily repeat everything, because the understanding is clear. Do you see it, Bill? Yeah. Any questions? Let's try chanting it. Panchako shadi yogena.
Tattanmaya
ivastitaha. Tattanmaya ivastitaha shiratma nila vastradi shiratma nila vastradi yogena spatiko yata yogena spatiko yata. Now here's in the chanting, normally, do you see how in that nila vastradi yogena it crosses the two padas? The first pada is this shiratma nila vastradi yogena spatiko yata. So when we chant, once we know the words, we wouldn't break that compound. So we would chant it like this. Shiratma nila vastradi yogena spatiko yata. Because otherwise you're breaking a word in half. It would be like, I went to break fasta. Yes, it's like that. So you don't want to break them. I just did that for you. I'm doing it a couple of times so you can learn it. But
you know, also the sentence really, you know, in terms of the meaning, the first line and then it ends at Shuddhatma. Even though we have the verses written so that, you know, one line then.
That's important also. This isn't, they're not, these are not, a shloka is both lines. So it's like one sentence in both lines. It's not like this is a complete sentence and the second line is a complete sentence. It's a complete pada. What do you call it? It's not even a complete thought.
The four padas.
The four padas is a complete thought. But this is just by verse, divided by verse, not by thought, right? So the subject can be in the second line. So this will just be like one sentence. That's an important point. Do you get it, Penny? She's saying?
Yeah.
Like, say you want...
The Puratma goes with the first line. Really.
Because you shouldn't think that just because the first line...
This way visually, that's not the thought process.
That's the vision is by shloka, by chanting, for chanting, by raga. That shloka is complete. It's not the same as a sentence. The first line of the shloka is complete, not the sentence. The sentence is the whole thing.
So even though we have the one line, the one nodanda at the end of the first line,
think of it as
it's just to use more.
It's for the musical purposes. It's not even like a comma. You can't even say it's a comma.
Right. Wow, well, that's interesting. I never really knew that.
Yeah.
I just brought it up.
Yeah.
Because a danda in Hindi is actually equivalent to a period. It's the end of the sentence.
Yeah, I always thought that.
Okay, but you know what? Even in Hindi, I would suspect if the, like the Ramayana in Hindi, where the verses are chanted,
right, it won't be.
Yeah. Not when it's in verse. Okay. Any questions on this one? Let's do another one. Well, this is another one that can be a interesting replacement. Papustu shadi bhikkhu shaihi. Papustu shadi bhikkhu shaihi. Yuktam yuktyavadhatatah. Yuktam yuktyavadhatatah. Atmanam mantaram shuddham. Atmanam mantaram shuddham. Vivinchyat tandulam yatha. Vivinchat tandulam yatha. Let's look at the first line. Vapus. The actual word is vapus. This is a compound, so we want vapus. It's not that the sa is changing to visarga there, because this is part of a compound. Vapus. Tusha adi bihi, right? Bihi is the ending. Vapus tusha adi bihi. Instrumental plural. Vapus tushadi bihi. Koshaihi. Instrumental plural. Koshaihi. Yuktam. Yukti. Compound here. Yukti avadhatataha. Yukti e plus asya. Yukti avadhatataha. Yukti avadhatataha. Ipasasya yukti avatatataha. Atmanam antaram shuddham vivinchat. Vivinchat. Tandulam yata. Tandulam yata. Vapus tusha adi bhi koshaihi yuktam yukti avadatataha atmanam antaram shuddham vivinchat tandulam yata. Now, let's look at the words. Yeah.
I'm a little foggy here this morning, so maybe you can help me out.
Atmanam.
Yeah, koshaihi.
Oh, koshaihi.
And then what?
Yuktam. That's where the visarga goes to ar.
Okay.
Any vowel except ar, followed by visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel, goes to r. So koshaihi, yuktam, that otter is a Visarga, koshahi yuktam. Okay, let's look at the meaning of this word meaning in cases. Vapus is the body, physical body, but the sharira, synonym for sharira, the body, vapus. Tusha is the, what's the word for that? Husk, like the husk of a grain of rice, or husk of a grain is a tusha. Adi, beginning with the vapus, the tusha vapus, the vapus tusha. Bihi, by. Instrumental singular, the bihi ending, instrumental plural, I mean. Koshahi, kosha, right? Kosha is a covering, like pancha kosha. Koshahi, instrumental plural. Remember your bihi endings and ihi for a ending nouns? Koshahi is instrumental plural, ramahi, palahi, but hari bihi, right? So, koshahi, yuktam. Yuktam means joined with. It's a past passive participle, connected with, joined with. It comes from yoga. The dhatu, for the root for yoga, is yuj, yuj. So yuj becomes yoga, right? It takes guna, yuj, yoga. Yukta is from that root dhatu, yuj, so it means connected with, joined with. So the same root that yoga comes from. So yuktam. Now, yukti. Yukti means logic. Comes from the same root also. So yukti, short e, yukti, means logic. Avadhatataha. Avadhata means threshing. You know when you thresh the grain? You thresh the grain and you take the husk off? The word is threshing for that. Now, when a noun, avadhata, means threshing, that taha affix is an indeclinable affix, and it gives the sense of the fifth case, of the ablative case. So when you put taha on the end of a noun, it gives a sense of fifth case. So it means from the threshing, because of the threshing, from the threshing. It's an indeclinable affix. So the word is avadhata, and avadhata taha puts it in, gives it the sense of the fifth case. So, yukti avadhatataha, from the threshing of logic. We'll see how this is put together, okay? Let's look at the atmanam, from atma. Atmanam is the accusative singular. Antaram is an adjective and put in the accusative singular to go along with atma. Antaram, long other. Antaram means innermost, the inmost, the most inside. So antaram. So you would say the innermost. Atmanam, antaram. The inmost atman, inmost self. The self which is inmost.
But this is not a compound, it's separate.
It's just an adjective. It's not a compound because atmanam is declined.
Yeah.
Right? So the only thing that makes them come together is that the M plus the A is ma, right? So atmanam, antaram. Antaram in shuddham, pure. Vivinchyat. One, this is a potential, I believe. One should know through discrimination. It's like one knowing through viveka. One should discriminate. You could say like that. One should discriminate. Vivinchyat.
It's not an outlet of ending.
It's a third person singular potential participle. Vivinchyat. I'll look that up in a minute, but vivinchyat. Tandulam. Tandulam means like a grain of rice. Tandulam.
A grain
like a rice. A grain of rice. Tandulam. Yata. Let me take a look at this basha and see what they do with the vid shot.
to
yep.
it.
Same thing. John Yacht, one should know. So Vivitya, he goes like this. Vivitya, having discriminated, this is the Bhashya. Having discriminated, one should know. Vivitya Janiyat. So he breaks it into the two parts. Because here there's not two parts, it is just one word. Vivitya. But what does Vivitya mean? It means, Vivitya means to know through discrimination. So when he does this, he breaks it into two. Having discriminated, having done that division, one should know, and that one should know is the potential, third person singular. So here, vivinchat, one should know through discrimination, one should discriminate. Okay. So let's see what it means. I'll just go through and kind of read it in the order that it says, and then we'll put it together, okay? The body husk, etc., say, with the body husk, etc., by the koshas. So then if I go, by or with the koshas, beginning with the body husk, yuktam, okay? Associated, yuktam, connected with the koshas, beginning with the body husk. Yukti avadatataha, from the threshing of logic, from the threshing by logic, you could say that's a compound there, from the threshing by logic, or from the threshing which is logic. Atmanam antaram shuddham, the innermost self which is pure, the self which is innermost which is pure. Vivinchat, one should know through discriminatively know, one should know. One should gain viveka jnanam, okay? Of the pure innermost Atman, tandulam yata, just as the grain. Okay, so now look what's happening. Do you see it? The grain, like the grain, the rice grain, the tandulam, is replacing the pure innermost self. Through discriminating, one should discriminate the pure innermost self just as the grain of rice. From the threshing by means of logic. Okay? So now wait a minute. Now take the Atmanam, the self which is connected with the koshas. Do you see that? Atmanam koshai hi yuktam. You see that? Atmanam. Yuktam is an accusative singular. Koshai hi yuktam. Connected with the koshas. Atmanam koshai hi yuktam. One should discriminate the self which is connected with the koshas, beginning with the body. Husk. The husk of the body. You can say it like that. Beginning with the husk of the body. One should discriminate the Atma, which is connected with the koshas, beginning with the husk of the body, just like a grain of rice. So a grain of rice goes with husk, body goes with sharira. I mean, Atma goes with sharira, with vapus. For the Atma, the husk is the physical body. For the grain of rice, the husk is the what we call tusha. Tusha means husk. So one should discriminate the Atma from the husk of the body. One should discriminate the Atma from the body, just like a grain of rice from the husk through the thrashing of logic.
But isn't it equating the Atma, the innermost Atman, with the grain of rice itself, and then the husk of the body?
That's right. Okay. Exactly. Did I not say that right? Maybe I tongue twisted. So let me say it again. One should discriminate the pure innermost self, right, which is connected with the koshas, beginning with the husk of the body, right, through the threshing of logic, just as a grain of rice. Right? Because when you say husk of the body, then you can say just as a grain of rice. Or you can work with that in any way. You end up having to say the threshing of the grains from the husks. Here, it's the threshing of the atma from the body through the logic, through the threshing of logic. Is that clear?
Yeah, I like it on a couple of levels, and one of it is it kind of praises logic.
Yeah.
The need for logic.
Yeah.
In the process, you know.
That's right. So let's try this again. Vapustushadipikoshaihi yuktam yuktyavadhatatah yuktam yuktyavadhatatah atmanam antaram shuddham atmanam antaram shuddham vivincha tandulam yatha vivincha tandulam yatha vapustushadipikoshaihi yuktam yuktyavadhatatah atmanam antaram shuddham vivinchat tandulam yatha. Repeat after me. Vapus tushadi bihi. Vapus tusha. Vapus tushadi bihi. Vapus tushadi bihi. Vapus. Everybody see the vapus? Vapus. Vapus. Tushadi bihi. Vapus tushadi bihi. Koshair yuktam. Koshair yuktam. Koshair yuktam. Yuktyavadhatataha. Say yuktya. That's a triple conjunct. Yuktya. Like bhakti, it's kataya. Okay. Yuktya. Yuktyavadhatataha. Vadhatataha. Vadhatataha. So if I break the sandhi, it's yukti. Yukti avadhatataha. Yuktyavadhatataha. Yuktyavadhatataha. Yuktya, yuktya, vadhatataha. Yuktya, vadhatataha. Atmanam, atmanam, antaram, antaram, shuddham, shuddham, vivinchat, 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 tandulam, 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 yatha, yatha. Vapus tushadi pikoshaihi yuktam yuktyavadhatataha atmanam antaram shuddham vivinchat tandulam yatha vivinchat tandulam yatha. Okay, good. Let's take a break and then we'll do some grammar. All right, now, last week, We did some work on learning the declensions. Okay. So, I want to show you some similarities. So this will take a while, probably first. Pula, have all your declensions ready. And the first thing I want you to do is to pull out the masculine E and U ending declensions. The U is new. I just gave it to you. Okay? So pull out your masculine E and U ending declensions. So have those together. And then in another stack, have together the neuter E and U. And in the final stack, the feminine A, E, and U. So you're going to have to put some of the new things together with old ones. So the masculine E and U, the neuter E and U, and the feminine A, E, and U. Okay? That's the test.
For the
masculine E is Hari, and the masculine U is Guru. Do you have them? Everybody have? Yes? Kiki?
Yes. So feminine is not a ending, but always R ending like
the. Ah, there's no a ending feminine.
No.
There is a short E and E ending feminine, but we're not dealing with that now. Just the long A, E, and U feminines. That's all I want you to have right now. But what we're going to look at first is the masculine E, Hari and Guru. Okay, everybody ready for me to talk about that? Okay. Hari and Guru, as long as, and we'll see this also is true for many others, and we're going to just work on Hari and Guru right now, are exactly the same if you remember your Sunday rules and your Gunavardi chart. Okay? So let's review... the Gunavardi chart and the semi-vowel equivalents. I actually have a whole chart for you on that, but we're going to put it on the board. You have a chart in your notes of the Gunavardi together with semi-vowel equivalents, right? So let's remember the Gunavardi. So in this column we have the simple vowel. In this column we have the Guna. In this column we have the Vardi. Okay? Ready? Simple vowels are a, a, e, u, 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 r, r. This is what we'll deal with right now, okay? What is the guna of a, a? A. And that's why we say that a keeps its own guna, right? And what is the vritti? What is the guna of E, E? A and the vriddhi? Of U, U. The guna is O, the vriddhi is Au. Okay? What about R, R? We're not doing it with that today, but just tell me. R. Okay? So this has to be like absolutely assimilated. If I can say, ask you, okay, what's the guna of E? You have to say A. What's the vritti of E? I. What's the guna of O? U. What's the vritti of U? What's the guna of U?
O.
O. Vritti of U. O. Okay? Now, so if this is known, okay, and if the semi-vowel equivalents are known in Sandhi, that we use in Sandhi, okay, what is the semi-vowel equivalent of E? E, E. Right? What about a poo? Does everybody remember this? Okay. What would the semi-vowel equivalent of A be? And O. End of I. End of owl. Okay. So if this is known, if this just this much is known, this is very, very helpful in understanding declensions. Okay?
If the semi-vowel equivalent of a simple vowel, you know, the same thing, what do you get if you just add O to it?
Yeah. Actually, that's true. That's how they're understood. But in Sandhi, the ya will often replace E or E. The va if will replace U or U. Okay? A will be replaced by I and O will be replaced by of. So today, and then similar here. So you'll see these replacements taking place all the time. Okay. Right now, what I'm going to want you to be remembering is these, this little square, because these, if you understand these replacements, you'll easily be able to see that Hari and Guru are exactly the same. Okay. All right. So let's take a look. If I say Hari and Guru are exactly the same. Don't look at Guru yet. Just look at Hari. Hide your Guru. Okay? I say they're exactly the same. Let's look at the nominative for Hari. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. If I were going to decline Guru, and it follows exactly the same pattern as Hari, without you knowing anything else, what would the nominative singular of Guru be? Say out loud. What would the dual be? If Hari becomes Hari, Guru would become Guru. If Hari becomes Harihi, Guru doesn't become Gurihi, it becomes Guruhu. So you've got these two words. In all cases, the E will be replaced by U, A will be replaced by O, Aya will be replaced by of, right? Because if the E of Hari becomes long, the U of Guru will become long. Okay? So this would be Guru. So if you see that this E becomes long and Hari is declined in the same way, following the same pattern as Guru, then the U of Guru will become long. So, Harihi, Guruhu. Hari, Guru. Mm-hmm. What about here?
Guru.
Just try to guess, based upon this pattern, Guravaha. Let's look at, if I were to break this up, Hari, oh, let me put it exactly what it is. Oops, sorry. And let's see why that's the same. Okay. When you see this form, Hari, Hariha, you know that there, you're starting with Hari. And you're ending with Hariyaha. So let's see how you get that. Hari actually takes guna and becomes Hare, which you have to memorize. And to that, it adds the termination, us. And then A plus us takes the semi-vowel equivalent, and you get Hariyaha. Okay. Now, say we start with guru. If Hari takes guna, then guru takes guna. What's the guna of U? So, guru becomes guru. Same ending, because exactly the same pattern. Plus us. Semi-vowel equivalent. O plus U. What's the semi-vowel equivalent of O? Of. So, what I'm saying here, if you know your guna vriddhi chart, and I say guru takes the same, is the same pattern as Hari, it takes exactly the same endings, it follows the same rules. If Hari takes guna, guru takes guna, right? Same rules. If you know that, and in your mind this guna vriddhi chart with semi-vowel equivalence is clear in your mind, then when you see this, this is the equivalent. These two are exactly the same. Because this is ayaha, avaha, this is a semi-vowel equivalent for e, this is a semi-vowel equivalent for o. I mean, this is a semi-vowel equivalent for a, so hari becomes hare. But in any case, if you see aya, that should go into your mind, oh, e. Semi-vowel equivalent for e, e must go to a would take the semi-vowel equivalent aya. Okay, aya. Then you see, okay, if that same thing happens here, you have guru, then the same type of semi-vowel equivalent of, for ai, for e, would be of. So you said guravaha. So guru becomes guru plus us, guravaha. These two look exactly the same to you. See? Dachin, do you see? Do you remember the guna vriddhi chart?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you see that these two are the same? Mm-hmm. You see that these two are the same? This is a little trickier. This nominative plural is formed by Hari taking guna. If Hari takes guna, it becomes Hare. And the termination is us. So now I have to put together A. Sending together A plus us. It's actually us is aha, right? In usage, it will become aha. What would A plus aha be? A takes its semi-vowel equivalent and becomes aya plus aha. Aya plus aha becomes yaha. So, Hari becomes Hare plus Aha, us, becomes Harayaha. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the Guru. Same pattern. Guru takes Guna and becomes Guru. Now we have Guru plus us, O plus us. So here we have O plus Aha. Becomes of plus aha. This is the semi-vowel equivalent of. Becomes avaha. So ayaha and avaha. So here I have harayaha, guravaha. You see? So if you really understand these equivalencies and the guna vriddhi chart, and I say guru is declined exactly like hari, it's you make the changes where there's an e, you make an u, where there's a long e, you make a long u, where there's an ayaha, you make an avaha, like that. So far, so good? Let's do the accusative. Still don't look at the guru because I want you to think through this. So that's the nominative line. Accusative. Harin. Hari. Remember the duals are always the same, right? And Harin. Right? Accusative. Harin. Harin. Hari. Harin. What would guru be? Harin Gurun. Harin Gurun. Short E, short E, in, in. Long E, long U. Hari Guru. In Ung. Clear? Let's look at the instrumental. Harinam.
No, Harinam.
Harinam. Harinam, sorry. Harinam. Haripyam. Haripihi. Harina, Hari Bhyam, Hari Bihi. Bhyams and Bihis, you should have Bihi, right? Bihi forever. Except for in Rama and Pala, where it's Ramahi, Palahi. Everywhere else it's Bihi. Everywhere else. Bhyams is everywhere. Okay? So now, Harina, what would Guru be? What's this?
But it gets the
na, nothing, na. Well, both gets this na because of the R.
No.
Because of the R.
Because of
the R. The R would make a na become na. Right. So you have to be flexible here. Knowing that sometimes you're going to see a dental, sometimes you'll see a na. When it's followed by a r. What's this? What's the ablative?
Wait a minute, data.
No, sorry, data, sorry. Hariye?
Haripyam.
Haripyaha. Vyaha. Everywhere. Okay? Except there's some difference in some of the pronouns, you know, but don't worry about that. Then. So, Hariye, Haripyam, Haripyaha. Okay, if this is Hariye, Gurave, exactly the same. Okay? Dayton, you with me? Ablative. What's ablative? If this is Harehe, what would Guru be? He goes to A. Who goes to?
Guru.
Wait a minute. Run that by me again. Okay. Try to get to be Guru.
Well, obviously, the word is Hari, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a guna letter.
Right, right.
So Harehe. What's this guna letter? Harehe and Guruho. Exactly the same. Right? Everyone with me on that? Guna letter of A, of E, guna letter of U. Harehe, Guruho. And then, again, these are always the same. Always. Okay. As the date of word habitat. Okay, for everybody? Let's look at the genitive. Now, in the genitive, except in the a endings, the ablative and genitive singulars are the same. I think all the way through. So, for the genitive, what's Hari? Hare. What's the dual? Harayoho.
Say it again.
Harayoho. Har-yoho. Harayoho. Harehe. Harayoho. And remember, this becomes long, and I have this na because of the ra. What would the pattern be for guru?
Guru.
This is the same. Yeah, guruho. We just did that. Remember, the ablative and the genitive singulars are the same. So, harehe is guruho.
Guruho.
What?
Wait a minute.
Let me break it down for you. We've got hari, and the ending is os. Os means oho. In usage, the sa always becomes visarga. So, hari plus os. E plus O is what? What's E plus O?
Yo.
E takes the semi-vowel equivalent. If I have an E and an O coming together, that's going to be yo, right? E plus O is yo. Sunday, simple Sunday. So then you have E plus O, yo, har yo ho. Does everybody see that? Now look at, if we do guru, you have guru plus os, u plus o, bo. The semi-vowel equivalent of u is if. Okay, so this would be Guruboho. Yava. Right? A-O. Harinam.
Guru.
Both of these words have an R in them, so we get this na. Longi, longu. The affix is nam. Hari becomes Hari, Hari Nam, Guru becomes Guru, Guru Nam. E, U, Ya, Va, A, O. Okay? Now, here. Locative. This is for memorization. Hari becomes Harao. What happens? You have the word Hari. The E is replaced by Ao. Okay? So E is replaced by Ao. Not exactly an ending, it's a replacement. Mm. It's not Hari plus Ao to make Hariyao, it's Harao. Okay? still haral, and this will be the same because the locative duals are always the same, and the ending for this group, locative plural. Well, the ending is su, but it often is shu, and it's going to always be shu when it's not followed by an ra, right? So this would be hari shu. So you have to get used to seeing su and shu. Su replacing shu, shu replacing, the actual affix is su. But will often, because of sun, be replaced by shu. Just like you have to get flexible here, na is often replaced by na in sundi. Okay? If the same thing happens to guru as happens to hari, what will the form be?
Gurao.
Because just as hari lost its e and was replaced by l, guru loses its u and is replaced by l. So we have gurao. Guru vocal. Because of the u, it's shu. Guru shu. Okay? In the vocative, always the dual and the plural are just like the singular. There's always going to be some kind of a thing to learn here. Vocatives usually just have to be memorized. In the vocative singular, if the ending letter hari takes guna. So that would be, what would it be?
Hari.
Hari takes guna, becomes hari. What would guru be?
Guru.
Guru. If guru takes guna, it becomes guru. Right? Hari, and then just like the nominative, hari, hariyaha, guru, gu, ra, vaha. Okay, put your E's and U's side by side. Just take a look. I'm converting them all into the U format. Do you know where? Because I'm putting transliteration for the newer students so they can learn these. Look at we're going to go across nominative. Harihi, hari, hariyaha, guruhu, guru, guruvaha. Do I see? Mm-hmm. Repeat that line. Harihi, hari, hariyaha, guruhu, guru, guravaha. Harim, hari, harin, gurum, guru, gurun. Harim,
hari, harin, guru,
gurun. The same. Harina, hari, pyam, hari, bihi, guruna, guru, pyam, guru, bihi. Hariye, hari pyam, hari pyaha, gurave, guru pyam, guru pyaha. Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha, guroho, guru pyam, guru pyaha. Harehe Haryoho Harinam Guruho Gurvoho Guru Nam.
Harehe Haryoho Harinam Guruho Gurvoho Guru Nam
Guru Nam.
Guru Nam.
Long U. Guru Nam.
Gurvoho.
Gurvoho. You have to pick up that R, see? Guruvoho. Then harau, hariyoho, harishu, gurau, guruvoho, gurushu. Hare, hari, hariyaha. Oh, sorry. Guru, guru, guruvaha.
Guru, guru,
Start with Hare. Hare. Good. So does everybody get see this? So one thing, I mean, I'm trying to help you to learn this, but I'm also trying to give you a value for learning, understanding what it means to understand the Guna Vriddhi chart, to understand semi-vowel equivalents. Because if this, these are just absolutely core to all words are, you know, so many words are made from these exchanges. Like the simple vowel takes guna, the simple vowel takes vriddhi. And then knowing the semi-vowel equivalent, you can recognize all of these formations. Knowing that na is replaced by na. You know, that su is replaced by shu. He says sa and sha. These things that you can recognize so many words. Okay, so it's very important. Okay, pull out your feminines. We learned the difference between the feminine ah and the feminine e last time. I'll pick up the feminine ah again, but for now, let's take a look at the e and u feminines because they're almost identical, okay? As long as you know this. But this will give us another chance to practice these semi-vowel equivalents and the Guna Vriddhi chart. And I'll tell you, don't look at your vajra yet. Just look at the dasi, okay? And I'll show you where there's a couple of places where there's some differences, but not much. For the most part, there's only two little places, and only one place where the difference is noticeable. So let's look at the nominative for dasi. In the nominative singular, there's no ending. In the dual, this is what we did last week. The ending is ow. So dasi plus au dasyao. Okay? In the plural, the ending is us. So dasi plus us dasyaha. Okay? That's the nama. Dasi, dasyao, dasyaha. In the nominative is the only place where, in terms of the pattern, there's a difference. We're going to do vadu. Vadu means a bride. Here's the difference. Vadu is the substantive. Vadu. In E endings, there's no visarga, just dasi. In vadu, it's vaduhu. That is a difference. It just has to be memorized. Right? Everything else, in terms of appearance, is the same. Okay? So, if we have here dasyao for dasi, let me write the words down. The substantive is dasi, means a female servant, and vadu means a bride. Okay? So dasi and vadu. If this is dasyao, what would vadu be?
What's a clown?
Simple replacement. Vadu plus al, vadvao. Dasi plus al, dasyao. If this is dasyaha, vadvaha. Okay? What is the accusative for dasi? Dasin, dasyao, duals in the nominative accusative the same, dasin, dasyao, dasihi. This is also something, remember, you have to memorize it. This can be confusing in the e endings. Dasyaha, dasi plus us, dasyaha. Memorization. It's just like, so
does everybody agree that if you see Dasi, Dasyaha is not obvious?
It's not an obvious nominative plural. To me, it isn't.
You have to memorize it, and then it becomes obvious. Okay. In fact, Dasihi looks more like a nominative plural. Ramaha, Ramal, Ram, Ramaha. So you think this is the nominative plural. So it's memorization here.
Vadvaha, is it? I'm sorry.
Vadvaha. This is Das Yaha, Vadvaha. Ya is replaced by Va.
Yeah, and that's, that's what it's about, see. So.
Which is, look at, if I have Dasi, and the ending is us.
Okay.
Okay. Does everybody see that Das Yaha and Vadvaha are the same? So now here we have Dasin, again, Dasyal, Dasihi. What would this be? Vadum, long loop, Vadum, Vadval. It follows the same pattern. I'm going to show you a little difference. Vaduhu. Notice, a couple of things to notice. This and this are exactly the same. The nominative singular and the nominative plural are the same. But you know, that's going to happen, especially when you get into the consonant endings. There are similarities like that. But you know, it's hardly ever any problem at all because of context. Right? One thing, just for a note, technically, the ending is is for Dasi, so you would have Dasi plus is. I think it's long. Let me just make sure. Or shorty, sorry. Dasi plus is becomes Dasi. But Vadu, the ending is is. But in terms of pattern, even though the ending is actually different, the pattern is exactly the same. You won't care really about this until we really get into like Panini Sutras or seeing what shifts the endings go in. Pattern-wise, you can't tell any difference at all. Okay so here, let's do the instrumental. What's the instrumental for Gazi? The affix is actually a, right?
Well, so there's no na or na here.
No. Mm. Yeah. So das ya.
Dasi
pyam. Then it's dasi bihi. Notice that we keep the long. Dasya, Dasi Pyon, Dasi Bihi. So what would Vadu be?
Vadva.
Vadva. Vadu Pyon. The ending is a. Dasi plus a becomes dasya. He plus a. Ya, dasya. Dasi plus byam, dasi byam. Stays as it is, that's the byam. Dasi byam. Dasi bihi. Byam bihi. Always the same. A. Vadu plus a. U plus a. Va. Vadva. Vadu byam. Vadu bihi. Okay. Let's look at the ablative. I mean the dative. What's the dative form? Then this is going to be the same. Dasi pyam. Dasi Vyaha. Dasyai, Dasi Vyam, Dasi Vyaha. What would Vadu be? Following the same pattern.
What's Vyam?
Vad.
No.
No.
I.
Let me tell you, that's a good what you said. So let me explain this. We did this last week, so some of you may not have gotten this. But the A ending and E ending nouns, feminine nouns, from the dative through to the locative, there's an augment that is added before the ending. And for the augment for E ending nouns and U ending nouns is A. So say if we have dasi, plus the A augment, plus the ending is A. And then say we have vadu, plus the A augment, plus the ending A. So there's some sendings there. First of all, dasi plus A would be dasya, e plus A. Vadu plus A would be vadva. Okay? A plus A is what? What is the sendi between A and A?
Ye.
A. I. This is A. A plus A is I. Here's the sendi rule. If you have an A or an A, followed by an A or an I, so in any combination, it changes to I. That's the sendi rule. If you have an A or an A, followed by an O or an ow, it changes to ow. Okay. But here, this part's not going to be applicable. I'm just giving you the sendi rule. The ending is A, whether it's vadu or dasi. The dative ending is A. But for U and E ending nouns, feminine, before the dative down through the locative singulars, this augment A is added. So we have dasi plus A, dasya plus A, dasyai. Vadu plus A, vadva, plus A, vadvai, because A plus A is I. See? And then this would be the same. Oops, that's it. What would this be? The dual? Vadu pyam. That's the data. All right, your mind's okay? You're okay? Let's look at the ablative. The ablative for dasi is dasyaha. Or it should be dasyaha. Yeah, dasyaha, sorry. Dasyaha, then what would this be? Same. If this is dasyaha, what would vadu be?
Vadva.
Let me show you how that is made. Remember, for the dative through the locative, the augment a is added. So say if we have dasi plus the augment a plus the termination us. Us. Dasi plus a. Dasya, a plus us, aha. You see that? So if I had vadu, vadu plus a, vadva plus us, vadvaha. Okay? Clear? Okay. Okay, dasyaha, what's this one? Vadu pyam, vadu pyaha, vadvaha, this is ablative, vadvaha, vadubhyam, vadubhyaha. Now remember that the ablative and the genitive are the same in the singular. Same us ending. So here we have dasyaha, vadvaha. What about in the dual? The ending is os. The ending is os. So for dasi, dasyoho. And then here, dasi nam. Like rama nam, hari nam, dasi nam. Rupa vad, vadu. Vadvoho, vadvoho. Vadu plus os, vadvoho. Okay? Vadu nam. Okay. I'm going up two more to do. Lokarav and Lokarav. Not two more. Pentaclation. So, let's do Lokarav. Lokarav, the ending is Om. Dasyam. This will be exactly the same. Dasyoho. And if I add shu on, what will that be? Dasi shu. Say long. What about vadu? Vadvan. Vadvoho. Vadushu. Okay. And the Vokarav is Dasi Shorty, and then Dasyal, Dasyaha. What would Vadu be? Oops, sorry. Vadu? Vadu? Vadvau, Vadvaha. Dual plural series. Nominative. Everybody see?
So, is there any way to relate between the feminine and masculine or ending nouns? Like, is Rama being so unique by itself, you know?
The ending nouns all the way through, even for the ah. The masculine neuter and feminine are different than all of the others. But you know what? Even in Sunday rules, they're different. The are, when you do learn Sunday, it could be plus a plus visarga plus off consonant or vowel. A plus visarga plus off consonant or vowel. Any vowel except a or a plus off consonant. So the avibhaktis are, they're just in a class of their own. You have to learn them. There's some are so similar, like the byams and the byahas, the os, the nam.
But I mean, like the avibhaktis for masculine and feminine. Oh, but there aren't any feminine ending anyway.
Not, there's no feminine ending.
A ending and masculine ending or no?
No. There's no, there's in the endings, there's masculine neuter and a for the feminine. In the U endings and E endings, there's N R. There's short R and long. I mean, there's short and long ending. Feminines. Okay. But you recognize them easily. It's not a big deal at all. So everybody see these patterns? Put side by side the feminine E and the feminine U. And repeat after me. Dasi, dasyau, dasyaha. Vaduhu, that's the change there, that visarga. Vaduhu, vadvau, vadvaha.
Dasi, dasyau, dasyaha. Vaduhu, vadvau, vadvaha.
Dasim, dasyau, dasihi. Vadum, vadvau,
Vaduhu. Dasya dasi pyam dasi bhi vadva vadu pyam vadu bhi. Dasyai dasi pyam dasi bhi vadvai vadu pyam vadu bhi. Dasyaha dasi pyam dasi bhi vadvaha vadu pyam vadu bhi. Dasyaha dasyoho dasinam vadvaha vadvoho vadunam. Dasyam dasyoho dasishu vadvam vadvoho vadushu. Dasi dasyau dasyah vadhu vadvau vadvah. Okay, so we're going to be working on declensions for a while, so I want you to just keep going over them and noticing the similarities, you know. Like, for instance, if you were to go through all of them and look at the genitive and locative duals, you know, you'd see like Ramayoho, Haryoho, Dasyoho, you know, Vadvoho. See if you can see like Ramanam, Harinam, Guru Nam, Dasi Nam. So that you start realizing that, yes, there's differences. But, you know, you're not going to be writing Sanskrit probably. You're going to be recognizing. So if right now, if you saw Byams, there's only three things it could be. If you saw Bihi, there's only one thing it could be, right? If you see the Byaha, only two things it could be. So, shoes, locative plural. So you know much more than you think you do, but I want you to just keep reading them over and noticing so that your mind becomes familiar with them, you know, for recognition. We're going to do some more next week so that you just become familiar with seeing these things. Okay, so let's do a prayer. Stop there. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.